is Kotev, Shorages HaGodol. If a small person kills a big person, or else if a Godol Shorages HaKotev, a big person killed a small person, Heichi Katninen Lei, how could we kill him then? HaTorah, the Torah says, Mishpat Echad Yilachem, which means Mishpat HaShav L'Kulchem. It has to be one Mishpat Shav to everybody. So how could you kill him that according to your Svara, if a guy's a midget and the other guy's a giant, so how could he kill the giant because of the midget? It's not Shava B'Shava. So what do you have to say? Eli, you have to say, the Svar is, Neshama Shaka Minei, Neshama Rachmana Nishka Minei. You took away a Neshama, so because you killed the Neshama, we take away your Neshama. We don't look at sizes, but it's what happened here. So I tell you, Hachinam, the same thing also, maybe this is the Pshat the Pasuk, that Ayin Tachasayin means, Nehura Shaka Minei, you took away his eyesight, so maybe the punishment back to you should be, Nehura Amar Rachmana Nishka Minei, the terrorist says, take away his eyesight. So again, how do we know to say, Ayin Tachasayin means to pay the value, to pay the money, maybe it means, Mamish, we take away your eyesight. Yeah. Tan Yiddich, we learn like this, not a braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Yaimer. The Pasuk says, Ayin Tachasayin means mammon. Means you have to pay money, the value, not the actual eye. Atoim, you're telling me mammon, the Pasuk means you have to pay the value of it. Ayin, maybe not the Ayin Mamish. Maybe means we take out your eyesight. So it says, no, the svar is, Haresha Yisuma. Let's say the person was blind already. Vesima, and you went and blinded somebody else. So what can we do back? We can't take out your eyesight, you don't have eyes. So what's going to be if Kita, Vikita, you already are missing an arm and you knocked off somebody else's arm? Chigor v'chigor, you were lame and you knocked out somebody else's foot. Heichani mekayim, how can we be mekayim here? B'zayin tachasayin. But the Torah says, Mishpat echad yilachem, Mishpat hashav l'kuchem, that there's always one judgment. So that has to prove it here, that it doesn't mean we take away your arm, but it means you have to pay money. For the Gemara Amri, I'll tell you though, my kushya, well, what's bothering you? Dilma maybe hechad yefsha efsha, hechad lo yefsha, upatrina le. Maybe the pasuk really means ayin bi ayin, eye for eye. But in the case where you are blind already, so what can we do? And echnami, then you'll be potla gamri. But in the case where you do have eyes, maybe then the punishment is we take away your eye. Because if you're not going to say this, diloy temihoch, if you don't want to say it like this, trefa, shahora gesa shalom. A person that's already a trefa, if he goes kill somebody else, that's a sholem. The locker is, we don't kill him. So, my avdinale, what do we do to him? We don't kill him. How come either Torah says, if he kills somebody, we have to kill you? Ella, what do we have to say? Heicha de yefshar efshar, where it's a case when we could kill the murderer, we kill him. But heicha de la yefshar la yefshar, upatrinale. But in the case where we can't do anything, we just have to let him go out free. So if so, this alone by says is not the svara, ayin takasayin means mammon. But rather, l'chru, the Torah says, like we learned before, it's from the lemudim, either from Makkah, Behema, and Makkah Adam, or else it's from the other pasuk we have the sikkel kaifer to say that you have to pay money. So Rashi says, like, mayavdinenle, in the case of the person's already a trefa, and now he goes kill somebody, so we don't kill him. Because Rashi says, hai gavra ketilu, the person is like killed already. Therefore, the hevelay edus, when two Edim said that this Reuven killed somebody, the Edim are not good Edim, because we can't be Mekayim Kasha Zomam to the Edim. So imishtakhi Edim Zomim, even if we find out these Edim are false, Peturim, we will not kill the Edim. You know why? The Gavrik Tila Boy Lemikdol. Because what do you want to say? The Edim wanted to have this murderer killed, even though he didn't kill. But so what? He's considered killed already. He's dead already. He's a traitor. So therefore we won't kill the Edim. So it comes out, whenever a trefa kills somebody, we can never kill the trefa, because we don't have Edim on the trefa. Vilkach iyo nami potter. Vachem ino bielu heinan esrofim. Avlaiz ak edis shiat yachli azima. So if so, you see, when we can't be mekayim misa, we don't give misa. But other cases where we could give it, we give it. So here also, maybe when the guy, we could knock out his eye, we should knock out his eye. Therefore we have to say that it's limudim, like we learned out before. Then the Gemara says, the very Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the very Rabbi Yishmael they learned, Omakro, the Pasuk says, ki yinosein boi, ki kain yinosein boi. That's why we have to take it away from you. So we dash in v'yein nesin el mammon. What do you mean you give away? It means you have to give money. El miyata for the Gemara, so, ka sheyitein mum biyodam, when you give a mum in your friend, hochinami, the mammon doesn't mean money, there it means a mum amish. Amri, I tell you, the very Rabbi Shmuel, Kro Yisera Darshi. Here we darshi it was an extra posik. Michti, let's see. See, the posik started off and said, V'yish ki yitei mumba misoin. If you hurt your friend, so it says, Kasherosa keni yosaloi, what you did to him will do to you. Keni yinosim boi lomali. What do I need these last three words of the posik? Keni yinosim boi, this is the way you should give him. Shema min of merits of proof, mammon. That the posik means to say, you should give him money. Now, kasha yitein mum biyodam lomali. And so what do we have to have the posik? Kasha yitein mum, when you give a mum in your friend, I did the boy michtov. Keni yinosim boi, kosev nami kasha yitein mum biyodam. By giving a mum in the person. Right. Today, Rabbi Chiya taught it. Rabbi Chiya learned like this. Omakro, the Pasuk says, Yad biyad, a hand for hand. So Rashi says, Gabi eight zomam ksiv, Fiyashmina dim heyed bish ploini, Shakita yad chaveroi, Mishalim mamin, Hanita miyad liyad, Vemokam nezik. Dobra anita miyad liyad, that means you have to pay back money. Or something that's handed over from hand to hand. Or man ninu, what is that? Or man niu, what is it? Mamin, you have to pay money. If you knock out your friend's arm, you have to pay money, the value. Elo miyatir, so, regal beregal na miyachu. If you, it says regal beregal, also means the same thing. Am with very abchia. Kroy yisera kodash, wadash an extra posik here. Michti, let's see. Ksiv, the posik says, beidim zimimim, fiyasisim loi, kashir zomim lasis liyachiv. We have to do to them, to the edim, what they wanted to do to the other person. Now, we cycle dietich mamish, if it means mamish, then if you wanted to have his arm cut off. They'll cut off your arms. If so, yad biyad lomeli. What do I need the pasuk yad biyad? Shemamina mamet means to teach us not mamish your hand for hand, but it means you have to pay the value. If so, regal beregal lomeli. What do I need the pasuk extra regal beregal foot for foot? And that the more answer is either the siv yad biyad siv nami regal beregal. Since it already says yad biyad, it also says I'll tell you regal beregal. But that's the limud yad biyad to say you have to pay money and not really yad for yad. Abaye Rami Abaye says, Asya, we learned it out with the ton of the Bechiskiya. The ton of the Bechiskiya, he learned, the Pasuk says, Ayin tachas ayin, or nefesh tachas nefesh. V'loi nefesh fi ayin tachas ayin. It says separately, ayin tachas ayin, and nefesh tachas nefesh. V'loi not a nefesh fi ayin tachas ayin. What does that mean? We can't take away a soul and an eye instead of an eye. Now, these sakudat, if you're going to tell me, my Mishnah means if you knock out somebody else's eye, they take away your eye. If so, sometimes it'll come out that way. Zimdin, sometimes, the mishtakach will come out law, ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Why? The bahedya the avirule, at the time when the bezin is blinding this person. In other words, if Reuven took out Shimon's eye, so if the lacher is now Bezdin has to take out Reuven's eye, it could come out sometimes that while Bezdin is being icing and taking out his eye, that nafku l'nishmasai, maybe Reuven will die because that also. So it comes out that Bezdin both took away Reuven's neshama and his eye. So after the dash and the pasuk says, no, that can't happen. So elamai, that's the proof. The pasuk does not mean mamish eye for eye, but it means money. Therefore it's a drasha that we never take away his nefesh and money. It's only money and not the nefesh also. For the Gemara, no. Oh my Kusha, what's such a big kasha here? Dilma meimud amdinale. We like value him. We like give him an inspection. We see how much he can take. The doctor has to give him a checkup to see how much he can take. Imotzi mikabel avdinan. If we could take out his eye and still stay alive, then we'll do it. V'loy motzi mikabel avdinan. But after the checkup, we see that the doctor says if we take out his eye, he's going to die. So then we won't do it. Tomorrow says still, V'yavdina demotzi mikabel. What's going to be? If the checkup says it's okay, we can take out his eye. V'yavdina lebei. And we take out his eye. V'nofeg ruchei. And what's going to be? If he daka dies, even so. Tomorrow says, imayis lemus. If he dies in such a case, senechlami, we're not worried about that. Now the Torah is telling us that we have to give him a checkup first and see. If by taking out his eye, he's for sure going to die, then the Torah says that we can't do. But after the checkup, the doctor says he should be okay, he should be able to take it. So then we go and do it. If by any chance it happens that he dies, it's not our fault. Miloy Tanan, didn't we learn like this also? Gabi Malkus. But the din is, Amadu, let's say we evaluate, we check him up, how many Malkus he could take. He could only take 12. So Bezdin gave him 12. Umeis Takas Yodam, but a 12th hit, he died. Potter, in such a case, the Bezdin is Potter. So you see, even though we checked him out, if it happens that he died, it's not our fault. So maybe also the pasuk means that we have to check him out, but if the checkup says he can take it, maybe we have to take out his eye. This wouldn't be a good proof. Rav Zvid Mishmei Derova Omar. Omar Kroa, the pasuk says, Petza Tachas Petza. That means, Litain Tsar B'mokim Nezik. It means you have to pay Tsar, pain, in the place where you still pay Nezik. Even though you pay for the damage you did to him, still you have to pay for the pain you gave him. Now,
and this Rashi says, learn out from like a Mikri Yisera, from the extra posting that says, to accept Kviya Takas Kviya, it said already Kviya Takas Kviya. And so, Lomuli Petra Takas Potza, so it comes to teach us that you have to pay Tsar even with Mokar Nesnik. But you need an extra posting for this. Now the question is, Vyi Sakadai Drif, you tell me, that at Mamish, that when you hit somebody, take out somebody's eye, we take out your eye, then just like when they took out his eye, you gave him pain, when they take out your eye, you also get pain. So it comes out, you're paying pain and nezik at the same time. So from here we understand you have to pay tsar and nezik. Like what do we need the extra pasuk for then? So more says, oh my kusha, what's the bikasha? Dilma may be ik inish, the mefanik islay tsar tfei. Maybe just taking out the eye could be the person you took out his eye was very delicate. It was very painful. But your eye is not so delicate. It's not so painful for you. So therefore, you're not getting back tzar the same way you gave him. So if I would not know, you have to pay it. So Mar says, "Lemainav kumina." What's the difference over here? Lemeisav lehech the bnei bnei that you still will have from the posik petza tachas potza. You're still going to have to pay him for the pain that you're giving him. Since when they took out your eye, you did not have that much pain. All right, turn over. So therefore now, you're going to have to pay him, hechide b'nei b'nei, you're going to have to pay him the difference in the pain. That the pain you gave him, which was much more pain than you received, therefore that much difference you're going to have to pay him. That's pshat from this posuk, petza tachas potza.
Yerapopo mishmei derov omar omakro. The pasuk says verape yerape. You have to pay the doctor bills. So idashna means to say litain refua b'mokem nezik. That even b'mokem where you pay the damage you caused him, you also have to pay the doctor bills. You need an extra pasuk because I would have thought to say maybe you only have to pay one and not two. Kamashma, no, you have to pay nezik and doctor bill together. Now vi sakodai techamamish. That means what? If you knock out his eye, but take out your eye.
If so, ki hechi di hai boy yasio, hai nami boy yasio. It's the same way he needs a doctor, you also need a doctor. It's like you're going to have to pay for your own doctor bills. So it's called you're paying nezek, and you're also paying the doctor bills. Smor says, no, my kush, what's the bikasha? Again, dilma iko de solid bisra haya, the iko de solid bisra haya. Maybe the other person you did it to takes longer to heal. He has to go to the doctor much longer. He has a $1,000 bill. Whereas you get healed up much faster, you only have a $500 bill. So you're not paying all the ripui that you caused him. L'mayinav kamina, what should be the difference? L'meisav lehech the b'nei b'nei, that you're still going to have to pay him the difference. The extra $500, you still have to pay him. That's why we need the postek v'rape, yirape.
You're going to have to pay the difference. If his doctor bill comes out to be $1,000, and yours is only 500, you're still going to have to pay him the extra 500. Rav Ashi says, Asiya takas takas mishor. We learn that, no, takas takas from shore. Ksif Hakas says over here, ayin takas ayin. Well, Ksif Hakas says over there, shalom yishalem, shor takas hashor. If so, ma lahalan mamin, just like over there, means you have to pay the money, the value, afkan mamin. The more my chazes, who told you the alfas takas takas mishor, learning out from shore, nailif rather than now, takas takas miyodam. By Yodom, to have seven or sata nefesh, takas nefesh. So maybe by a man, it means the real stuff. Whatever you do to him, we do back to you. Maybe not money. Maybe it's only by Yeshua you have to pay money. That malahala mamish avkan mamish. Amri, I'll say like this. Donan nizokim in nizokim, vien donan nizokim in misa. There by Yodom is talking about where you kill a man. Where you kill a man, that's misa. We're not talking about misa. Here we're talking about just damage. So it's more of a smart learning out the damage of a behemoth to the damage of an Yodom than misa. The Gemara says, no, other rabbi, just the opposite. There's a bigger smart to say, donin odom me yodom, v'yein donin odom me behema. Donin odom from odom and not odom from behema. So how do we know which way to learn out?
So the Gemara says, elomer avashi, mitachas asher ina yalifle. This is what odom amata, where odom hurt the lady, tachas asher ina, that he has to pay nezik there. That odom me odom, Unizokim nizokin, therefore just like there, it's tashlumim, here also it's tashlumim. Tanya Reb Elezer Oymer, ayin tachasayin mamish. It means mamish, you have to pay eye for eye. So Mor says, mamish psychodatic, could you think like that? Reb Elezer less like chol hani tanoid, is Reb Elezer arguing all the tanoim we had before? So Mor says, no, Omar Rabbah, loyma just means to tell us, shein shomin oysai kievid, we don't evaluate him according to the standard of an evid, the way you sell a slave. So Amule Abaye said back to him, Ela Kaman, who do we evaluate him like? Ke Ben Churin, like a regular free person, Ben Churin Miyislei Demei? Does a free person have any value to him? Like we don't sell a free person. What kind of value is there? So what does Reb Elezer mean to say, Ayin Takasayin Mamish? Elam Ravashi Loim means to tell us, Shein Eshomen Oysan Benizik, Elav Amazik. We have to evaluate how much the Mazik's eye is worth. And when the Mazik knocks out his friend's eye, when you have to pay back the value, you don't pay back how much the person himself would be sold for a slave, with or without the eye, but rather how much the mazik, the one that causes the damage, how much he would be sold, either with the eye or without the eye. Now the Gemara says, Uhu Charma, there was a donkey, dekota yada dianuka. He ate off, pulled off the arm of a kid. So also the Charma, the Rapapa, they brought the case in front of Rapapa, Bar Shmuel. Omar, he said, Omalu zilu shumale arbodvorm. Like you told the Balach Hamor, listen, you have to pay four things here. So first of all, Omele Rova said back to him, Aivu Anan Chamisha Tinan, Memorashach. It's going to be like an Odom, the Mishnah says, I have to pay five things. Nezik, then Tsar, Ripa, Shevas, and Baishas. So Omele, he said back to him, Levarmi Nezik. I mean four, excluding the Tashlum of Nezik. Kamina, that's what I meant to say. But Omele Abaye said back, why? For a chamoru, it was a donkey that did the damage. For a chamor, ain't a mishalem el nezik. We know a behemoth only pays nezik, not dalad borim. Or Malusi said back to him, okay, zilu shumulei niskei. Go and pay the damage you caused to this kid. For a kaavda boy lemishaimayu. And therefore you have to evaluate how much you would be sold for an evid with the yom or without the yom. Or Malu, zilu shaimu kaavdu, true. That's what you should do. Go and evaluate how much she's worth to be sold for an evid with the yom or without the yom. So Amulu Avud Yenuka, the father of the kid, said, Leibina di Zeilu Bei Milsa, I don't want to embarrass my kid so much, to make a Zeiluso, right, to have to evaluate my kid as far as a slave would go. Omrule, they said back to the father, though, V'okom Echayev Esleil Yenuka, but you're going to have to pay the kid, like the money is deserving to come to the kid, we have to know how much money to pay the kid. Omulu, so the father said back, listen, L'chi Godo Mifaisin Leimadidei, when my kid becomes older, I'll pay him for my own money. Like Rashi learns, the kasha was, Ata chavu marialoi, like you're doing something bad for your child. Shemaychal ata chavalosoi, for tashdum mishal tinekein, v'loi shelucho, like the money belongs to your kid, not to you. That katanim yaslem school, like we'll have the Gemara later. If somebody does damage to katanim, the money's supposed to go for them, and they make a fund for them. So the father said, listen, I'll take care, I'll pay him back later, when he becomes older. All right, we'll stop here. You have holding that pay dollar omer aleph. Now four lines from the bottom. Mor says, Ahu tura, there was an ox, the olas yoded yenuka. He chewed off the hand of a kid. So also the kaim of the rova, they brought the case now in front of rova. They brought the bal hashor to rova. Omalu, the rova said, zilo shaimu kiavda. You have to see how much this yenuka would be sold for a slave. How much it'd be worth with the yom and without the yom? That's called nezik. That's how much you have to pay. Omrule, they said back to Rava, I've amarhu diyom. You Rava said, kol hanishom kieved and goy benoisim abovol. Anytime we have to evaluate him to see how much it'd be worth to be sold for a slave, we don't do this in bovol. You need a bezdin mumcha, a smuch you need, which you only can do in Eretz Yisrael. You can't do this in Chutzlot. You can't do it in bovol. Omrulu. So the Rav said back, Leitzericho di tofes enechnami. Rav is only saying that if the nizik would grab away that much money from the mazik, he would be allowed to keep it. But enechnami, you can't go to Bezin can't collect it in Bavel. Rashi says, Yehoyel v'dovah shen kotzavu en goy v'nais v'bavel. Time of course we'll soon see why not. So the Mara answers, I tofes, if he grabs it, he can keep it. And the Mara says, Rava the time, Rava goes according to his own time. The Yama Rava says,
Niske shore be shore, if one shore does damage to another shore. Or else when niske shore be yodim, when a shore does damage to a man, goivenos be bovel. That you could collect in bovel. That's called regular nezik. That you could collect in bovel. But niske odim be yodim, when a man hits another man. Or else when niske odim be shore, when a man hits a shore, and goivenos be bovel. Then you cannot, this money, you cannot collect in bovel. So Mar says, why not? Maishino, what's the difference? Maishno niska yodim biyodim, v'niska yodim bishor. Deloy, why do you say you can't collect this money? We can't make the mazik pay. Why elohim binon? V'leko, we have to have a bezdin. And a chutzlaret is not called a bezdin. It has to be a smucha on in there to surround a chutzlaret. And so niska shor bishor, the same thing. When a shor does damage to another shor, or else bishor biyodim. When a shor does damage to a man, it should be the same thing.